It's Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home with a quick tip for families in intensive care and with a quick tip for patients with motor neuron disease or MND or ALS. So we're currently dealing with an inquiry where there's a client at home with motor neuron disease, client in his mid-50s, and he's been diagnosed with motor neuron disease around 2 years ago. Obviously, there's a gradual functional decline in MND patients, and the client is now at the stage where he needs BiPAP 16 hours a day, non-invasive ventilation, and BiPAP 16 hours a day. He also now needs the cough assist. Now, the client is inquiring, whether he should have a tracheostomy as a next step, and, you know, could he then have 24 hours intensive care at home nursing if he ends up with a tracheostomy. The client says that the MND and the neurology team and the respiratory team advises him that a tracheostomy wouldn't be in his quote-unquote best interest, and that he should be thinking about palliative care and end-of-life care instead. Now, the client is obviously smart enough, him and his family are smart enough to do their own independent research, and of course they found our intensive care at home service, and they actually found that, you know, having a tracheostomy at mechanical ventilation with MND, you can go home with intensive care nurses 24 hours a day when you have a tracheostomy. And that is certainly what's happening for some of our other MND or motor neuron disease clients. They are having a tracheostomy and are ventilated 24 hours a day with intensive care nurses at home, and their quality of life is acceptable to them, and they want to live with their families for as long as they can. And this is also an option for this patient going forward. Now, what needs to happen is this: if you are in a similar situation, doesn't matter whether you've got motor neuron disease or any other disease that requires a tracheostomy, you need to document that on your advanced care plan. And once you document your wishes on your advanced care plan, then the intensive care team needs to follow through on your wishes. You can get a tracheostomy and then you can go home with intensive care at home. And funding will follow. We can help you with funding. We are very experienced. We wouldn't be in business if we couldn't get the funding or help our clients with the funding that is required for intensive care at home. But please keep in mind, we are cutting the cost of an intensive care bed by 50%. Hence, there is an economic model behind that, behind the whole intensive care at home model already. But this is not about money. This is about quality of life and what families and patients want, need, and deserve. So that's my quick tip for today. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I'll talk to you in a few days. Go and check out intensivecareathome.com for more information. Like this video, comment down below what insights and questions you have from this video, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Take care for now.